Wood has the beauty, complexity, and infinite variety that you can only find in nature's creations. Artists can only hope to match what nature offers. But woodworkers take what nature has given them to make something beautiful, knowing that every piece and every piece of wood is unique. That's how Mark Sferry has built his life. He's a juror for and an exhibitor in Hawaii's Wood Show, an annual event at the Honolulu Museum of Art's Line Kona Gallery. And Mark is with us in our studio. Mark, what led to your choice of materials to work with?
I guess back when I went to art school, Rhode Island School of Design, my parents allowed me to go there if I'd major in architecture, which I started out doing. But I was totally disenchanted with that and wanted to work with a medium that I could use my hands. And I went around to all the different studios in the school. And when I walked into the wood shop, there was just something that really resonated. It was the material, the smell, the equipment.
Yeah. When your disenchantment of architecture, did that have something to do with your detachment from the finished product? That's a sort of a hands-off
exercise. Yes, right, touching the material. And before that, I was very much interested in art, doing paintings and drawings, and it was much more about the tactile quality of, you know, touching your material. And architecture was more in your head than, than actual making.
So. Exactly. It's sort of that's how it kind of shakes out who chooses their their métier, what it is that really, really drives you. But for you, and I think for a lot of woodworkers, it has to do with the sense of touch.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
Is the fact that wood is an organic material, you know, do you get a sort of a quasi-mystical sense of it having life in it?
I guess conceptually, yes. But, you know, the practical side is I'm working with the material directly, and I'm just used to the you know, what nature gave us, learning about grain direction and how the correct way to cut it and how it reacts with the humidity and so on. But mostly, I mean, many woodworkers, wood turners in particular, work with what's called roadkill, which means when a tree gets knocked down, they go and they chop it up and they make something out of it. And my background as a furniture maker is much more about boards, going to the lumberyard and seeing the nice stacks of material. Mm-hmm. So I guess in a way I'm a little bit removed from that because that's what I'm looking at. I'd be hard pressed to identify certain species of wood because I'm used to, I know what they look like in terms of the wood itself, but not what the leaves look like in the bark.
But at the same time, different types of wood have different personalities, different uses, and have to be treated different in different ways.
Absolutely. I mean, certain woods are blander, and they can have more, what I would say, personal expression where you're making an artistic statement, whereas other woods with what I would call loud grain or beautiful curly or, you know, figured wood, sometimes simpler is better. So, you know, woods are selected based on application, what it's going to use them for.
I would think that with a spectacularly beautiful piece of wood in and of itself, you could be in danger of gilding the lily.
Exactly. Absolutely. And that's why, you know, again, sometimes the simpler statement makes so much more sense than carving it or doing other things to it.
So when you get a piece of wood that's a candidate for you to make a piece of sculpture, do you kind of live with it and try to get a sense of what it wants or, you know, what's best to do with it?
No. I'd have to say
good answer.
No. My background is more about coming up with ideas and then finding the material that I can, you know, use to accomplish that. But I certainly understand it from the other point, which is, okay, here's this piece. What can I do with it? The one example I would use is I went to a lumberyard once, and the piles are nice and neatly stacked, nice straight boards, except on one pile there was a really curved piece, and I just made a beeline for it. It was so unusual. I just went to grab it, and the person who owned the lumberyard said, "Do you want that piece? You can have it." And I thought, "Wow, what a great thing! This is the piece that I wanted." And I actually took the more what I would call organic approach to designing a piece around that. You know, making a bench that had a curve to it, and all of the other parts of it were sort of embellishing or addressing that shape of it. But for the most part, I would say no. But you know,
you could go either way.
You could go either way, right? Some people, that's everything is a reaction to the material, and other people, you know, I think generally, I could say this, that furniture makers are thinking more about the construction and, you know, there's certain requirements of functional pieces mm-hmm. that are less apparent or obvious if you're doing a decorative piece, a piece of sculpture or a wood turning or mm-hmm. sculptural wood turning.
With a functional piece, you want to start with a pretty strong concept and find the wood to...
Right. You need to think about structure. How's it going to hold up? And, you know, that's an equal part to design.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a really big part of it. And, you're keeping the top simple because it's so beautifully grained or you're book matching the top or something like that.
It amazes me to see the kind of shapes you can get out of wood, which is mm-hmm. pretty resistant to being bent.
Right.
For example, but even although it can be, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's certain woods that are bend easier than others. On the mainland, it would be ash or hickory. Those would be easier to bend. But there's also the way the wood is cut. Wood that is quarter sawn, not to get too technical here, but it's the wood bends much easier with mm-hmm. quarter sawn wood. A great example would be a baseball bat, and I make baseball bats that are on the humorous side. But when you hit a bat, there's always the logo on the face grain
right.
because the quarter sawn edge is the one that will take the bending. And if you hit it on that logo, it will oftentimes break. So that's sort of the basis of any kind of bending for furniture or whatever. So
that's, we were always taught that in Little League.
Right, right. I never knew why. I just thought we're supposed to look at that.
That's right. You get the label so that it's facing you.
Right.
Your bat's going to crack. Well, there's so much to learn about wood. I wish we had more time, but thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Have a good look at that upcoming show.
Yes.
Mark Sferry is a woodworker and juror for the 2017 Hawaii's Wood Show, which runs until October 8th at the Honolulu Museum of Art School, Linekona Gallery.